Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you very much, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty, and we're here every Friday afternoon talking with top advisors and authors and business owners who've been successful to help other business owners really create the business and the life that they've always dreamed of. And we've got a very interesting, successful author, Mary McElhattan, with us today, who's written a book called Rocket Risks, and she is now taking some big risks and doing it in a very different way, but I really want my listeners to hear about her take on why taking risks is such a powerful strategy. So, Mary, thank you very much for being on the show. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this great Friday afternoon in Las Vegas.
Awesome. It is a great Friday afternoon, and we're fortunate to have you on the show. So give everyone a little bit about your background. You've got a very interesting background of where you've come to where you are today. So share that with our listeners, if you would.
I sure will. I've been in Vegas since 1985, right out of high school from a little tiny town back in Olney, Illinois. And I have big dreams. I wasn't really quite sure what direction I would go when I got out here, although I did have intention to work at a bank. And 5 days after I moved here, I walked into the biggest bank here in Las Vegas, well, in Henderson, Nevada. And I got a job 5 days after moving here. Did about 14 years in business banking and loved it. And learned a lot about business owners and, you know, what to do, what not to do. Then I went into a company. I started having a family. I have 5 children, ages 7 to 28. So, yes, I am the rocket risk lady here in town, as many know me. And I enjoyed banking so much. I went to work for a company doing CFO work, and which was, you know, not, I never went to college or anything. I just knew that I was great with money and how to manage it and budget it. We went from literally a bank, almost bankrupt company to $3 million in 2 years, selling
wow.
$5 to $7 T-shirts. And didn't stop there. Had my last baby 8 years. She'll be 8 in October. Went into business coaching because she was 1 pound, 9 ounces when she was born. I knew that I did not want to work in an office all day long, 50 hours a week. So started my own practice with business coaching. Have for the last 8 years. Works with many awesome companies such as Costco, the district attorney's office here in Las Vegas, and the child support division, and wrote a book, yeah, all those on taking rocket risk.
And, you know, in your free time, take care of 5 children.
I know, right? 5 grandchildren now, 2 already. I cannot believe it. I told my kids, please slow down.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm too
I can't
young
believe
for this.
Yes, you are. There's no question about that. So where did that really come from? Where did the idea of rocket risk really come from initially?
It stemmed from, you know, in 2000, in May of 2000, I found myself in a really tough situation. I had went through a separation and knew that the day that I became separated, I would financially be caring for 4 children. Moved into my sister's garage, lived there for 3 years. And, you know,
wow.
See, the interesting thing was when people would say, you know, I'm so sorry, I looked at them and I thought, I don't know if you should feel sorry for me because I actually feel the happiest I felt in a very long time, meaning I didn't have their mortgage payments. I didn't have all that stress. I literally had my kids from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, and it gave me a lot of time to really reflect and think about, you know, this great big thing we call life and how we want to live it, and, you know, what does it really mean? For me personally, it meant the world, you know, my kids and my career myself. So kind of moving forward after the 3 years and buying a home and starting my own business, and people would ask me, how did you do that? And Rocket Risk was just that. I said, you know what, I didn't know how to do it. I just took one step at a time, and I took risk, and I didn't come from a place of knowing it all, because that's really where I operated before, was I knew everything and you couldn't tell me different, and, you know, I've been there, done this, and, you know, I've had hardships in my life, losing two siblings, and, you know, I just didn't want to hear it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I found myself in a garage going, great, how did I get myself here, and how am I going to get myself out? And it took Rocket Risk.
Yeah, I got it. You're breaking up a little bit there, Mary, but we got the end of it there. So that's just an incredible story, and I know you've shared that very you know, publicly and shared in the book and so forth, and I really you know, and am so inspired by where you went to where you are. As you look back now, is there anything that you would have done differently, even with the success that you created and where you went from being in the garage to being a success now? Is there anything that you look back that you might have done different?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Well, I would have, yes, one very big thing, and that would have been to involve more people to help me. I just didn't realize the power of support and the power of having somebody alongside you to walk you through those difficult times. I'm a strong woman, so I had the mentality of I can do it on my own. And, you know, I grew up number 10 of 11 children in my family, and my mom, she was kind of that lady too, where, you know, if you have to get anything done, you just do it yourself. And
yeah.
I followed that. What happened, though, was I really started realizing that with that approach, I was alone. I was doing things on my own. They got done, but I certainly didn't have the people, the friends, and the family that I wanted to have around me at those celebrations, you know. So, yes, from the day that I found myself in a tough situation, I would have asked for more support from people to help me. That's
interesting.
What I would definitely change.
Well, and as business owners, we're kind of a lone dove sort of breed, right? I mean, we lone wolf or whatever the proper phrase is. But I mean, we don't ask for support. We think that we need to do it all ourselves. We think that, you know, the world's on our shoulders and that we don't have value if we're not doing things on our own to a large degree. So for many people, it's a risk just to ask for support. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I think, I thought if I needed to ask for support, something was weak about me. Something might, you know, I thought I'd be a failure. And really what happened was the opposite. Just like living in the garage, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how come I feel at peace when I thought I did all the right things to have the great house and the car and the marriage and this and that? And, you know, it was quite the opposite when I had everything taken away was when I had everything. And so I started looking at life differently from the opposite viewpoint, you know, not taking such calculated risk, but taking large risk, like asking somebody for help, being okay with if I'm, you know, hurting or if I don't have the answer or if, you know, I need help. It's so rewarding. We think that it's the opposite, but really what happens is the outcome is so much more powerful than, you know, that little tiny bit of pain that it takes to call somebody up and ask. versus a lifetime of misery and feeling alone.
Yeah, there's no question. That's just a huge lesson that we all can't hear enough, because that shows up in all of our lives in big and small ways. And so I thank you for sharing that. And so jump forward a little bit now and share how that translates into your life now and what you're doing now.
So moving forward, again, I had lost two siblings, and you would think that since our family was directly affected by losses, we would have thought about, like, maybe pre-planning, you know, ahead of time for another, but we didn't until the day came where my father became ill. And I've been inspirational speaking for the last 8 years, and I went 2 years ago as a request by my mentor. He basically said, you know, Mary, you're really kind of getting too confident on stage. I want to switch it up a little bit. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm still nervous up on stage. And he's like, no, you got this. And he said, I'd like you to go, and I want you to find out what it takes to officiate funerals. And of course, my heart sank, and I thought, what are you talking about? You're going to ask me to, you know, I love motivational speaking. I'm not going to go speak at a mortuary, you know.
Right.
And I took the challenge, again, do the hard stuff. It's so rewarding in such a big way. I was afraid of it was really what was happening. I didn't want to face maybe the grief that I hadn't experienced from my brother's loss. And anyway, I took the challenge. I fell in love with the audiences in funeral settings. And the reason why is because when you are sitting in a room with your loved one or your friend who has passed on, you're open. You're probably the most open that you could ever be, because you do connect the dots and say, oh, I think this could be something that I might have to go through. And so with that, my father became ill last year, and I officiated his funeral. And I got to sit down with him ahead of time and really plan out in detail what he wanted said to each of his kids and his grandkids, and even a testimony to his great-grandchildren who are not even here yet. And it just sparked something in me that I'll never be – I'm like, this is what I need to be doing. So I partnered up with Palm Mortuary, and I actually go in and I sit with families at meals all over the valley, anywhere and everywhere they'll have me. And we sit down over a meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and I do a 30-minute presentation on the power of pre-planning and allowing people to share what is their message, what do you want your service to be and represent, and what is the words you want to speak. Because with the experience of officiating funerals, I'd sit down with families, and it was difficult. They didn't know what to say, which is rightfully fair, you know. The person who should be speaking the most at a funeral is the person who has passed on. And that's what I'm doing now.
Wow.
Is making sure their message is very clear. You know, Steve, I'm a mom, so I thought, oh, my gosh, do you realize that the very first time I will have my kids' attention will probably be at my funeral. So.
Oh, come on. I find that hard to believe.
Are you kidding? No, my kids, they're funny. They go, oh, Mom, you know, you're just a business coach. Oh, Mom, you're just, you know, writing about that stuff in the book. Oh, Mom. But I'm like, hey, listen, like, people pay me a lot of money for these, and you guys can get it for free, but I'm going to start charging you if you don't start listening to me.
Exactly. I get it. And so where do you see yourself going next? Do you see this as a long-term process doing this, or are there new things on the horizon that you see, new risks that you can see yourself taking?
Well, I will sit still with this until I can stand in a room, and when death comes up, the energy doesn't drop. Once I know that it has started to be a conversation as light as a success, then I'll know that I can start moving on. But until then, I'm standing still, and it's you know, because I was thinking when I first started, I'm like, I really don't know why I'm going to do this other than, you know, it was clear that my father got my attention at his service on what I'm called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, do you realize in the world, the one conversation, the one guarantee that every one of us have is the least talked about? That didn't set well with me. So I'm like, gosh, if we could, I mean, what do you think would happen if we talked about a guarantee versus what maybe might happen or could happen or whatever? But we talk about a guarantee, and we put on top of that a person's message and their legacy and their meaning of what, you know, they have to say. I can only imagine it being a better world. I can only, I have to feel, I have to stay with that.
I don't know yet. But I can see where you're going with that. I can see that picture 100%. The world would be a better place. Absolutely. So you've shared a lot, and I think that people ought to read more about your personal story and get inspired from that. And I think that they ought to learn more about, you know, how do you take risks? Why to take risks? What benefit is it in it for me to take risks? So how can they get their hands on Rocket Risks?
They can go to my website. It's www.rocketrisks.com, and I'd be more than happy to get a signed copy out for them. And yeah, the stories that people share, you know, I'll get a text or a call or a Facebook message. Mary, I took a rocket risk today. You're never going to believe it. And, you know, they're as tiny as, you know, carrying in an elderly person's groceries to, you know, taking a big leap of faith of remarrying again because they had been hurt so, so bad with love before, and now they're ready to open up their heart or even open up a business, you know. They're like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it, and I'm just taking one step at a time, because that's really what the rocket risk is too, is, you know, we focus so much on what we can't do, and I say focus on what you can do. Like today, what can you do?
What can you do? Well, I would say one thing that people, the risk that people can take is to go to rocketrisk.com and take a risk that maybe that there's more to that life has for them by reading your book and getting in touch with you and taking some risks out there. So, Mary, I thank you very much for sharing your story. I would love to have you back on again and getting even more deep with the type of work that you do and how you help business owners take risks and create amazing results. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your story and your wisdom.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you for doing what you do. I wouldn't be able to do it without you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a great weekend. That was Mary McElhattan, and her book is Rocket Risk. You want to go to www.rocketrisk.com and get a copy of it. It's a great read, great story, and really will do exactly what this show is about, help you have more of the business and the life that you want to have. So we're going to take a quick break. Our next guest is Carol Kretschmann, who's going to also talk about how to help our business and life be better by using a unique platform that she has to create apps that we can use effectively to make our businesses work that much better. So hang on through the commercial break, and we'll be right back with Carol Kretschmann.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.